Which province is on?
Thank you very much.
Harry?
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year.
Congratulations.
I want to tell you how wonderful I thought you did in Texas. I'm just real proud of you.
Thank you, Brent. Has anybody told you that our county went 69.5?
No, but that's wonderful. I called Harlan and I missed you and I told him to call you and I just got back here last night. I was going down to San Antonio and then over John's place for supper and I slept a little late this morning and decided I'd call three or four fellas that had been mighty faithful and so I didn't know it. You went 69.5, but I'm sure grateful. I know that I love that editorial you sent down. Somebody sent me the other day. Did you send it to me?
I guess I did. One of them.
Mark Redd, tell him about quit giving me hell now.
Yeah,
it's a dandy. It's from Waco.
Miss Sanders thought so much of it, she sent it to somebody in Arkansas. It's been giving her a hard time. Incidentally, Harlan and Clara want to come to your inauguration.
Tell them we'll welcome with open arms. And you come too.
I plan to be there.
Yes, sir.
Who should I contact to make sure they get...
I guess Dale Miller.
Dale Miller, okay.
We're going to make him chairman. And...
he knows how to do it.
So...
How you feeling?
Pretty good. Your wife and daughter doing all right?
They're just fine. I want to tell you how much your victory did for my wife. She was just about to go nuts. Goldwater people had her buzzed.
They were mean, weren't they?
Been a new woman
since then, right? We had a lot of mean ones, but that improved on Hardy Hollers, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did. That old Hardy ought to be out of business now.
Well, I hope so. I just want to tell you I loved you.
Thank you. By the way, I see Cy Vance is coming down Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, he's coming down tomorrow.
Reckon I could see him while he's down here rather than have to go to Washington. I need to talk to him about something.
Yeah, you might if he stays all night. You might come in next morning. Let me call and see. They're debating whether they're going right back. They're going to close a bunch of installations. I hope they don't close any of yours.
Well, I don't want to talk to him about it. I got a better idea than that.
I'll check it and let you know.
All right, that'll be great.
If I can, I'll call you. He's supposed to get in here at 3:30, and they finish in about an hour, and they think they ought to go on back and... come back again Tuesday with McNamara would, but Cy would. And,
I talked to Cliff the other day about setting up an apartment in Washington, and I'd still be glad to do that, but it just seemed like it'd be simpler if he has the time to visit while he's in.
I'll try to do it.
I'll be grateful. Not anything for you.
Not a thing, except I wish you'd thank those boys. I can't call everybody, and I forget, and I just get an hour every now and then. And I wish you would thank our Port Arthur boys and Bo over to Lufkin and the Austin boys, whoever ought to be thanked. I guess Dick, I told Harlan to be sure to do it, but I don't imagine he does. I'll do it myself the first time I get a moment, but I don't want them to think I'm unappreciative.
I'll pass the word.
I haven't even called anybody. I mean, the New York Times, the Post-Dispatch, the Courier Journal, or the Pittsburgh, or Newhouse. I've got... The papers were awfully good to me all over the country this year, I believe better than any other presidential candidate.
I never saw anything like it. I just hope they'll stay with you.
Well, they won't. They'll get start you on the independence, but don't you let yours do it.
Don't worry.
Goodbye.